What are the concepts of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda'ah? So Shevach, we said, is the reaction that we have when we see something impressive, when there's a grand slam, you know, when there's a three-pointer, you know, at the buzzer that wins the game, and everybody, you know, cheers. That's Shevach. And there are certain things in, you know, history and nature and in the future that cause us, that impress us the same way, whether it's, you know, rainfall, which makes, you know, crops grow that we eat, or whether it's Tchiyas HaMesim, or whether it's, you know, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, revealed himself to Avraham Avinu and began, you know, the monumental historical process of, you know, Judaism and monotheism. All of that is something that we look at during Shemone Esrei and we say, wow, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayi HaMesim, Baruch Atah Hashem Makel HaKadosh. Those are brachos of Shevach. Bakasha are the middle brachos of Shemone Esrei, where we ask Hashem for what we need. We ask Hashem for wisdom, for wealth, for health, for shidduch, for, you know, to just be there and listen to us. We ask Him to rebuild Yerushalayim. These are all requests that we make of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle brachos of Shemone Esrei. And finally, Hodah is gratitude or thanks, where we say to Hashem, thank you for everything that that you've done for us. So those are the concepts of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda'ah. What objection did the Geonim raise about saying Zachrenu L'chaim? The problem is that Zachrenu L'chaim is a Bakasha, it's a request, remember us for life. And yet we say it in the brachos that are reserved for Shevach, in the first three brachos of Shemone Esrei. And so it's sort of like at a discord, it's not really consistent with, you know, with the brachos that we're saying. We should save that request for the brachos that make requests. How did the Gaonim respond to this objection? They answered that that when we say Zachrinu L'chaim, we're not praying for ourselves individually. We're praying for everybody, for all of Klal Yisrael, or all of humankind. And that's what we call a public service announcement, which is able to interrupt the regularly scheduled programming. So even though the first three brachos are reserved for Shevach, but if you have a request that really is for the benefit of the public, it's public service, that allows us to interrupt the regular programming of Shevach in order to make a public service bakasha. What did the Bali Musar learn from this about how to prepare for Rosh Hashanah? They pointed out that the more that a person devotes himself to the service of the public, to doing good for other people, so, you know, the more exceptions, you know, that can be made, so to speak, the better of judgment that they'll get. Because when somebody's serving the public, you know, we have to, you know, be more understanding, you know, of their needs. What should you do if you forgot Zachrinu L'chaim in Avos, in the first bracha of Shemone Esrei? What should you do if you forgot Uchsov L'chaim Tovim in Modim? What should you do if you forgot the Sefer Chaim Bracha V'Shalom in Sim Shalom? In all of those cases, if you forgot and you finished the bracha, you do not have to go back. The same is true for Mi Kamocha, that's how we paskin, but we'll get there in just a second. When was the prayer of Mi Kamocha of Harachaman Zohir Yitzura of L'chaim Barachamim composed? It was composed in the times of the Geonim. According to the Rosh, what should you do if you forget Mi Kamocha of Harachaman and Gvuros? He says you don't have to go back. And his explanation is that if something was composed earlier in history, perhaps before the sealing of the Gemara, when all of the Chachamim and Klal Yisrael ratified and voted that the Gemara is binding law, so then if you miss something that's mentioned in the Gemara, then you would have to go back. But since the prayer of Mi Kamocha was composed later, it was never voted on and ratified by all of the Chachamim and all of the Rabbanim and all of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it has a lesser, you know, status, so to speak. It's the right thing to say, but if you missed it, the Rosh says you don't have to go back. What should you do if you forget Hamelech HaKadosh? So there, the Hamelech HaKadosh is mentioned in the Gemara, and if a person forgets Hamelech HaKadosh, he needs to start Shemone Esrei again. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what should you do if you forget Hamelech HaMishpat, and why? According to the Ramah, what should you do if you forget Hamelech HaMishpat, and why? So here there's a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you forget HaMelech HaMishpat, you need to go back to Hashiva Shoftenu and say the bracha again with the proper conclusion. Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaMishpat. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that if you finish that bracha and start the next bracha, you do not have to go back to Hashiva Shoftenu. You continue and finish Shmon Esrei as if nothing happened. What's the reasoning behind this machlokes? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that the theme of HaMelech HaMishpat is very, very different from the theme of Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat means that Hashem loves for us to be just and fair. HaMelech HaMishpat means that Hashem himself, right, is just, or that Hashem himself is justice. Therefore, the themes of the brachos are very, very different, and one of them can't fill in for the other one. It's just, it's not as if you said something similar, you've said something very different. The Ramah says that the themes of the two brachos are very similar. Both of them are about Malchus, where we refer to Hashem as king. Both of them are about Mishpat, which is justice. Those similarities between the two brachos means that one of them, if necessary, can fill in for the other one. If you said Melech Ohe Tzedaka O Mishpat, you said something close enough to HaMelech HaMishpat that you don't have to go back. According to the Medrash, what are the four keys that Hashem keeps all to himself? Where are three of these keys hinted at in the bracha of Givuros? So the four keys, two of them are about Parnassah and two of them are about life. The keys for life are the key to childbirth and the key of Trias HaMesim. The keys for Parnassah are the key for rain and the key for earning a living. And three of these are hinted at in the bracha of Givuros. Mechaye Mesim is Trias HaMesim. Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem is rain. And Mechalkel Chayim B'chesed is talking about earning a living. What should one do if he forgot Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem in the winter, if he davens Nusach Ashkenaz? So a person who davens Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Morid HaTal in the summer. And so if he forgets Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem in the winter, he needs to go back and start. If he finished the bracha, if he finished Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Meisim, and he forgot, then he realized he forgot Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem, he needs to go back and start Shmon Esrei again. Why? So we basically gave a mashal that if a person missed a grand slam, right, and everyone around him is cheering, and he missed it, and everyone's like looking at him and like, hey, like, why are you spacing out at the ball game? He's probably going to feel like a little bit embarrassed. He would wish he could do a do-over, pay attention next time and cheer together with everybody else. And so when we're talking about, the Shevach, for rain and thanking Hashem for giving us rain, we want to, to make sure that we're, cheering along with the crowd. And if one neglected to do that, he should do it over. We do have that opportunity for a do-over. Start Shmon Esrei again, and this time say Atah Gibor with the words Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem. What should he do if he finished Givuros but didn't yet start Kedusha? So over there, again, if he remembers that he forgot it, before he said the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim, he should just say it wherever he's up to. If he finished and said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim, but did not yet start the next bracha, he should just say it where he is. In other words, Mechaye HaMeisim, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem, and then Atah Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. What should he do if he said Baruch Atah Hashem, but didn't yet say Mechaye HaMeitim? He said Baruch Atah Hashem. So then he's supposed to say Lamdeini Chukecha, and go back to the beginning of the bracha and just say Atah Gibor La'olam Hashem through the end and continue Shmona Esrei. What should he do if he said Baruch Atah but didn't yet say Hashem's name? Again, in that case, he should go back, I believe, and say from the beginning of the bracha. He doesn't even have to say Lamdeini Chukecha. And what should he do if he didn't yet say Baruch Atah? So then he just says Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem wherever he's up to, and then continues with the bracha. What about if a person forgot V'sein Tal Umatar Livracha in the bracha of Barich Aleinu? So if you remember before you finish Baruch Aleinu, right, you should just say it wherever you remember it. If you finished Baruch Aleinu and you remember before Shema Kolenu, so then you're supposed to say, just keep on going, and when you get to Shema Kolenu, in the middle of Shema Kolenu, you say, V'sin talu matar levracha, ki atashem v'shomea, and finish the bracha there. Meaning, in other words, put V'sin talu matar into Shema Kolenu. That works. You don't have to go back. If you remember after Shema Kolenu, but before Ritzei, so then again, Baruch atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah, and you suddenly remember, oh my gosh, I forgot to say Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGeshem, in that case, you just say Mashiv Aruach V'sin Talu Matar Levracha, and then you continue on with Ritzei. If you remembered after you started Ritzei, but before you took 3 steps back, what should you do? Then in that case, you go back to Baruch Aleinu, and Daven Shmoneh Esrei straight from Baruch Aleinu onwards. And if you remembered that V'sin Talu Matar Levracha, after you already took the 3 steps back in Elokai Nitzor, then you need to start Shmoneh Esrei and say the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. What is the fundamental difference between Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGeshem and V'sin Talu Matar Levracha? The fundamental difference is that Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGeshem is Shevach. It's praise, it's just cheering because we're so impressed by the phenomenon of rainfall. And that's why it's in the second bracha, which is one of the brachos of Shevach. V'sin talu matar levracha is a bakasha. It's asking Hashem, please Hashem, give us the rain that we need. That's why it's in one of the middle brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Why does this make a difference in connection with the bracha of Shema Kolenu? So we explain that Shema Kolenu is a bakasha bracha. And so you can make up for any bakasha that you missed in Shema Kolenu, because bakasha, you can put bakashos into Shema Kolenu. You cannot make up for Shevach with Shema Kolenu, because the theme of Shema Kolenu is not Shevach, it's bakasha. So since V'sin Talu Matar Levracha is a bakasha, you can make up for leaving it out in Shema Kolenu. Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGeshem is not a bakasha. Therefore, you cannot make up for leaving it out in Shema Kolenu. When do we start to say Mashiv Haruach Umorid HaGeshem? We start to say Mashiv Haruach Umorid HaGeshem on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, the last days of Sukkot in Musaf, as opposed to V'sin Talu Matar Levracha, we only start that 60 days after the equinox, which is in this century on December 4th. Again, the reason for that is that we start to cheer for the rain when the rain starts to fall, which is usually around Sukkot time. But we only start to ask for the rain when we need it in terms of the agricultural cycle, and that isn't until later, until after the equinox. What should one do if he forgot Morid HaGeshem in the winter? If he davens other nuschaos, in other words, if he davens nusach Sfard or nusach Ari. So there, the halacha is that if you said Morid HaTal, so that counts in place of Morid HaGeshem. Why? So again, we appealed to our analogy to a ball game, right? If a person's sitting at the baseball game and he doesn't understand the rules of baseball so well, and he sees a guy hit a home run out of the park and he starts to cheer, he thinks it's a regular home run. He doesn't realize it's a grand slam, but he's cheering, right? And so he still is fitting in. He's doing the right thing. He's participating, and so in that case, he doesn't need to go back, because even though he didn't appreciate the full extent, he didn't cheer for the full extent of how amazing, right, the thing that he saw was, but he was cheering along with everybody else for something that deserves to be cheered for, and therefore it's going to work. Morid HaTal is like cheering. It's not as great a phenomenon as the Geshem, the dew that falls every night is not as impressive as Geshem, but it is impressive, and he did cheer and for it, and therefore he doesn't have to go back. What should one do if he said the same tal but left out the matar? So over there, we said there the tal, right, asking for dew, doesn't really work in place of asking for rain, because you know you need to ask for what you need. If you ask for only part of what you need, then you're not going to get what you need. And so when it comes to bakasha, we need to ask exactly for what we need, and it's not enough to ask for half of what we need or a quarter of what we need. So if a person said v'sein tal but left out matar, he would have to go back, because the bakasha needs to be asking for everything that's necessary for us. What should one do if he said morida tal but left out, right, geshem? So again, we already said that tal, right, that in shevach, if you're cheering for a small impressive thing, that can work in place of cheering for a big impressive thing. Right? Why is v'sein tal different from morid hatal? Again, because one is shevach, the other is bakasha. What information about farming in Eretz Yisrael is critical to know for the purposes of Hilchos Tefillah? So there we talked about, you know, the rainy season. In Eretz Yisrael, the summer is totally, totally dry. In fact, it's bad for farmers if it rains in the summertime, because the farmers leave their crops out to dry in the sun all summer long. And if it rained, the crops would get wet, and they could get moldy, and they could get ruined. And so... that's why if a person says Morida Geshem in the summertime, they have to go back and either if they remember before the bracha of Mechaye Amisim, they go back to Ata Gibor Leolam Hashem. If they remember after they say Mechaye Amisim, they have to start Shmon Esrei again. The analogy that we gave, again, back to the ball game, right, is if you're cheering when the other team hits a home run, right, something that's not good for your team. And you're cheering, and all the fans around you are like looking at you as like you're crazy or you're a traitor. And then again, you wish that you could have a do-over. You wish that you could have been paying better attention, and you know, and not cheer because it's not good for you. And it's the same thing when it comes to rain in the summertime. We don't cheer for rain in the summertime because rain in the summertime is not good for us. For the farmers in Eretz Yisrael, for thousands of years, rain in the summertime was a siman klala. It was a bad sign. And so that's something which, if you cheer for it by accident, you need to do over the Shmon Esrei. And finally, what are three practical differences, three nafkaminas, between v'sein talu matar livracha and mashiv haruach umorid hageshem? So there again, we just you know mentioned those things. Number one, if you forgot it, can you make it up in Shema Kolenu? Bakasha, you could. Shevach, you cannot. Number two, when do we start? We start the Shevach earlier, as soon as the rain begins to fall. So we can already start to cheer, you know, for the rain, as soon as it's safe, you know, and good, you know, not bad for the farmers. But in terms of when we ask for it, that's only when the farmers begin to need it, which is later on in the year after the equinox. The third nafkamina was what happens if you said, you know, morid hatal or v'sein tal, and you left out, you know, the request or the praise for rain. So by shavach, a small praise can fill in for a big praise. But for bakasha, we don't say the same thing. For bakasha, you need to ask for everything that you need, because otherwise you'll be missing something that you need. And so v'sein tal doesn't, you know, count for v'sein matar. And finally, the fourth, and so those are the three nafkaminas. What should you do if you're not sure whether you said Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem or whether you didn't say it? The halacha is that within 30 days after you started to say it, you have to assume that you left it out. Because people are creatures of habit, humans are creatures of habit, and you probably did what you were in the habit of doing, which is leaving it out during the summertime. But once 30 days pass after, you know, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, at that point, you've gotten into the habit of saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. And so again, you can assume that you did what you're in the habit of doing. And you don't have to go back. You can assume that you said Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem once you've been saying it for 30 days. If you forgot something in Shmon Esrei and don't remember what to do, in other words, if you don't remember all these halachos that we just learned, where should you look? So most sidurim in the back of the siddur have a section of halachos. Sometimes they're in Hebrew, sometimes they're in English, and it's totally fine in the middle of Shmon Esrei if you're not sure whether you can keep on going, right, or whether you should start again, right, or whether you should go back someplace, right, or whether you can make up the thing that you forgot later on. It's worth it to stop davening And look for those halachos in the back of your siddur, because very often that's going to clear things up, and it'll save you from making bracha levatalas, or from making bracha she'ina tzvichas and stuff like that. So look in the halachos in the back of the siddur. Finally, what should you do if you're not sure whether you said Hamelech HaKadosh or not? So there, again, humans are creatures of habit. You probably did what you're in the habit of doing. You're in the habit of saying Hakel HaKadosh, not Hamelech HaKadosh. So if you're not sure whether you said it or not, you have to assume that you didn't say it, that you said what you say during the rest of the year, that you said Hakel HaKadosh, and then you would have to go back. What are two situations when the probability that you said it is so high that you don't have to go back? So one of them, I think that Jakey, you know, mentioned this, is if you're davening from a machzor, Rosh Hashanah machzor, and you're reading every word from the machzor, so then, you know, if you're davening from a machzor, you can assume that you said what was on the page in front of you. And even if you don't remember saying it, but again, there's an assumption that you said what was on the page in front of you. So in the machzor, again, unlike regular sidurim, which say both Hakel HaKadosh and Hamelech HaKadosh, the machzor only says Hamelech HaKadosh, the Rosh Hashanah machzor, the Yom Kippur machzor, so you can assume that you said what's written in the machzor. The other situation is, if you remember, like, saying to yourself in your mind as you started Shemoneh Esrei, don't forget Hamelech HaKadosh, don't forget Hamelech HaKadosh. And then, you know, you're at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't actually remember saying Hamelech HaKadosh. I remember reminding myself to say it, but I don't remember actually saying it. So in that case, as long as you remember reminding yourself to say it, right, at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you can assume that you actually said it.